here's a story from The World.
Just 4 months after the September 11th attacks in 2001, prisoners in orange jumpsuits were marched into cells at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Some of them are still there. One of the detention camp's most notorious inmates will soon stand trial 18 years after he was captured. But as The World's Patrick Wynn reports, this case is still haunted by the CIA's ruthless treatment of terrorism suspects.
They called it the sequel to 9/11. Not long after the 9/11 attacks, Al-Qaeda supposedly links up with Southeast Asian terrorists, and together they plot to hijack another jet and fly it into a skyscraper, this time in L.A. But the CIA caught them first and made them squeal. So claimed the George W. Bush White House, like Bush speechwriter Mark Thiessen, who went on Fox News waving so-called Al-Qaeda confession papers. This is proof, he said.
Proof that this terrorist program, that this terrorist surveillance interrogation program stopped the next 9/11.
Enhanced interrogation, CIA black sites, and torture. The Bush administration said that's what it took to get Al-Qaeda leaders to reveal this plot with this cell in Southeast Asia.
Who were planning to hijack a plane and fly it into the Library Tower in Los Angeles. And if it had not been for this program, there would be a hole in the ground in Los Angeles to match the one in New York City.
The alleged mastermind of this plot is Hambali, just one name, a man from Indonesia, a former kebab seller turned radical. And when Hambali was caught in 2003, they called him the Osama bin Laden of Southeast Asia. President Bush claimed he was one of the world's most lethal terrorists.
George Bush said a lot of really, really fantastically stupid things over his 8 years as president. This might have been one of the bigger ones.
That is James Hodes, attorney for Hambali, who is now being readied for a trial after nearly 18 years. But the torture inflicted on Hambali by CIA agents is so revolting that the CIA should be on trial. That's what Hambali's lawyers say. Hodes says this whole saga, it is a symbol.
A symbol of the fact that America can no longer claim the moral or ethical high ground. We're no better than Russia or China or Iran.
Hodes works for the Defense Department. He's part of a two-person legal team assigned to represent Hambali. The other lawyer is Marine Corps Major James Valentine.
I'm a Marine Corps officer. I've taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. There's been no greater breach of our own values and morals than what happened in Guantanamo and what's happened as part of the CIA's torture experiment.
It is common knowledge that the Bush administration, after 9/11, did invent evidence. So I wanted to know whether Hambali really is this arch-villain, as they first alleged. The prosecution declined to talk to me, but they have given him the rap sheet from hell. Victims fleeing the Bali bombing in 2002, when more than 200 people, mostly tourists, were killed on that Indonesian party island. The U.S. says Hambali was behind that, and a smaller bombing against a Marriott hotel in Indonesia, and of course the 9/11-style plot against L.A. Hambali's attorneys say it's pretty much all untrue. So I asked James Hodes, okay, who was Hambali?
I think he was a person who cared very much about his faith, and I believe he wanted others to care about his faith the way he did.
Well, that is one way to put it. Hambali was high up in Jamaa Islamiyah, a jihadi group hoping to start an Islamic state in Southeast Asia. And they did carry out that Bali bombing, no doubt about it. Only at that point, Hambali's attorneys say he was not calling the shots. Seeking a source not connected to this case, I talked to counterterrorism expert Dr. Ahmad El-Mohammadi in Malaysia and asked him about that bin Laden of Southeast Asia label. He said, well, if we say that...
Yeah, we make a tiger out of a cat. That's the way I see it.
A tiger out of a cat. But still, this cat, if he was talking to Al-Qaeda, maybe taking money from them, that would make him a target. A target in what Bush called a great manhunt that was...
going after the remaining killers who hide in cities and caves, and one by one, we will bring these terrorists to justice.
That is the U.S. Congress applauding in 2004. Back then, anyone with an Al-Qaeda affiliation, Dr. El-Mohammadi says, was a sitting duck.
The U.S. government still interested because of the affiliation and also because of the information that they can glean from the interrogation.
The interrogation. That is where Major Valentine says the U.S. made a fateful choice to take detainees, send them through a series of CIA black sites, and torture them for information.
They chose the path of the dark side. They cannot have it both ways. They can't both operate on the dark side and then pretend to wash their hands of all of that and proceed according to customary international standards and the rule of law.
I asked him, the torture of Hanbali, how bad was it?
I'm not allowed to tell you anything because I am bound by the security agreement.
Best he could do was point to a report by the Senate on CIA torture in the War on Terror. It describes force-feeding prisoners anally, inmates nearly dying from waterboarding, and keeping people awake for nearly a week. James Hodes, Hanbali's other lawyer, told me, dig in that report and you'll find a disturbing quote.
A CIA agent saying to Hanbali, the world can never know what we did to you here. And that's in the report. And that one actually made it past the censors. Don't know how, but it did.
There is the crux of it, he says. Why turn a cat into a tiger? Because when you torture someone that badly, you better have a good reason. Like he was plotting another 9/11, even if it's not entirely true. This also might explain why this case and others at Guantanamo take so long to get to trial. Because what president, Democrat or Republican, wants all this to get aired out?
In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, we did some things that were wrong. We did a whole lot of things that were right, but we tortured some folks.
And yet, President Barack Obama also gave full immunity to the CIA agents who carried out the torture. As for Hanbali, his case is advancing now, but slowly. Attorney James Hodes has no clue when it will really get going.
We have no idea. Everything is very fluid at this organization, Patrick, and in this military commission, because I really can't refer to it as a trial.
A man described as one of the world's most lethal terrorists, and yet the American justice system seems in no hurry to give him his day in court. For The World, I'm Patrick Wynn.